All right, we are now on item five, PR 2022-7081. Two applications for this project, SD 2022-198 is preliminary final plat, and at VA 2022-365 is a sidewalk waiver. This is for the Archdiocese of Santa Fe Real Estate Corp at 1801 Hazeldine Southeast, and the agent is Bohannon Houston. Good morning, Mr. Blaskowitz. Can we get your name, firm, and address?
Good morning. Yes, my name is Mike Blaskowitz with Bohannon Houston. My firm is, Bohannon Houston. And my address is 7500 Jefferson Street, Northeast.
Do you swear firm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Blaskowitz, for taking this back and dealing with the sidewalk waiver. And I apologize. It was probably me who missed that in your sketch plat. So anyhow, you've done excellent work to show us what's going on the property and what is there. So anyhow, let's have you go ahead and give us an update, and then we'll talk about the things we want to talk about. So,
well, first, thank you so much for giving me an opportunity to try and get the meeting and all that in. And fortunately, the association, and there's only one, Silver Hills, was kind enough to be able to include me on their neighborhood association meeting, which just happened to be Monday, which was right before Tuesday. So all things were aligning. Since then, we had that meeting. They were all in agreement with what we were proposing related to the amendment to the sidewalk width. We've also provided a number of cross sections that traffic had requested in support of our past comments. And Jay, I apologize, but I just sent you an email right now that included our plat as it currently stands with all the dry utility signatures as well as the application number. I also included an infrastructure list that's actually been signed, but given some of the other comments, you know, there might be some minor modifications to that of what we might discuss here shortly.
Okay. Yeah. And I don't want to scare you with our comments to say we wanted to discuss some things in DRB, but we'll figure this out in a way that's reasonable. Okay. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item five at 1801 Hazeldine Southeast? If you could raise your hand or otherwise speak up now. Okay, seeing no one, let's go ahead and go to Water Authority for comment.
This is David Gutierrez, Water Authority. For the sidewalk waiver, we defer to transportation in the city. For the plat, this has a serviceability letter ready, kind of detailing what the requirements would be, and no infrastructure is required. So at this time, we have no comment or objection to the proposed plat. Yeah, you're good to go. Thank you, David.
Code enforcement.
This is Jeff Palmer with code enforcement. Code enforcement has no comments and no objections.
Parks and Rec.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with the Parks and Recreation Department. PRD is not opposed to the sidewalk waiver on Cole Avenue Southeast due to the existing railing and grade change on the east property line. PRD is not opposed to the sidewalk waiver on the northern portion of University Boulevard Southeast frontage due to the existing historic structures. It does appear that the sidewalk is narrower south of that mid entrance curb cut area than it is on the northern portion of that property on University Boulevard. And in that area that's south of the mid entrance, a buffer between the curb and sidewalk is preferred for pedestrian safety and complete streets. PRD prefers a buffer consistent with the buffer provided on Cole Avenue Southeast as it continues north on University Boulevard Southeast from the south property line to the mid entrance, and would support a narrower sidewalk width to accommodate a buffer between the curb and sidewalk in this area.
Thank you for those comments, Ms. Sommerfeld. This is Mike Bloss with Bohannon Houston. I think planning has a similar comment related to a buffer along that edge. And Madam Chair, if you want me to wait until all the comments have been issued and then we could talk about that.
I think we may as well just go ahead and talk about this now.
Okay.
I'm going to share my screen if I can.
The cross section is a good one. This is
Michael. Well, look, I was going to share. I just wanted to show this kind of shows that this is the portion that is the church. And then this is the portion of the sidewalk that relates to the school, correct?
The school actually starts at the north edge of that curb opening that Ms. Sommerfeld was mentioning. The property line for the school is a little bit further south of where you're currently located, just south of that existing building that we see on the screen right now.
Here?
Yes, that is the beginning of the school's property.
Okay. And then, and so your plat would divide here, correct?
That's correct. Yes, we are subdividing, parsing off the park, the existing ball fields.
So I met with Ms. Sommerfeld earlier this week, just trying to look at everything. And one of our intentions is to try to say, how do we get what we want for what could be a new development on this property without, burdening the existing use? And then we also were looking across the way on University of what was going on there, uh-huh. and thinking about, potential heavier transit service provided on University. I don't think that's certain, but that's projected and being talked about. So we were trying to look at some solution that gave some future options for this parcel, when it develops, to do maybe more than it's doing now. But your general proposal was to do an 8-foot sidewalk along University for the entire frontage. Is that what you have in your plat now?
That is currently what's in the plat. That is our distance that we have available from the back of curb to the fence or the right away line.
Right.
Is 8 feet total. And I know that the center requirement was a 10-foot. And so this was our item or chip to throw out there related to trying to meet that 10-foot requirement. There could be a consideration to build the sidewalk 5 feet against the fence, the existing fence, and then have a 3-foot buffer for this section was the other thought that I had, given that we really only have 8 feet to play with.
Okay, and so where would you be maybe removing existing sidewalk?
It would start at the southern return that you see right here, where your finger is, yes.
Okay. So right there.
Mm-hmm.
And you would be widening to 8 feet here. And then what did you just say was an alternative you might be able to do?
So the alternative would be to instead just push a 5-foot sidewalk right up against the fence.
And then have a 3-foot landscape buffer.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Let's let that simmer in the room a little bit. But that's what we're trying to look at is whenever we're doing infill kind of development, potentially we want to look at what works. And that's why you've applied for waivers, so that we have the ability to look at those options. Okay, let's keep going and let this ruminate with some of our DRB members, and let's go to hydrology.
Dequan Chen, hydrology. Hydrology has no objections. A gradient drainage plan may be required for future development. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, transportation.
Ernest Darmhill, transportation. Transportation is satisfied with the justification for the sidewalk waiver. All other comments have been addressed. We have no objection. For future development, a TCL will be required before building permit. A traffic scoping form will also be required to determine if TIS is needed. Now, to comment on some of the discussion that was being had, we'd have to be very careful if we put a 5-foot sidewalk up against the fence, you know, as we saw in the street view that Madam Chair was showing, there are light poles behind the sidewalk currently, and those would have to be moved because you need a 4-foot minimum clear area around any obstructions in the sidewalk.
This is Mike Blossowitz.
That's why this needs to be a good discussion. So, okay.
Well, and this is Mike Blossowitz with Bohannon Houston. And I thought I saw that exact thing as well, Ernest, as we were going through this roadway. And some of the thoughts and things that we've done in the past is meander the sidewalk around the existing light poles and then bring it back into close to the fence as an option to be able to overcome that light pole, that existing light pole that's there. And it's behind you, whoever might. Yeah, there's that light pole.
Madam Chair, one other option would be to, at the light pole, you know, do the full concrete width, you know, and then just, yeah, so that there's definitely a path around it, and then go back to the buffer so that, you know, the concrete kind of juts out.
So, Ms. Sommerfeld, so basically the choice laid out on the table here is for the applicant to use the 8 feet that's existing in the right-of-way, all is sidewalk, which is what they're willing to do, or do 3 feet of landscape buffer and 5 feet of sidewalk. And then I guess where these obstructions are, that it would be 8 feet. With, you know, some kind of tapering. So, you know, given all our discussions about this and the value of a 3-foot landscape buffer, you know, value, it's kind of like, we just need to determine right now, is the 3-foot landscape buffer more valuable for the pedestrian realm and future heavy transit use of this area, or is the 8-foot sidewalk more beneficial? I'm interested in your thoughts.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks Rec. I mean, we would be okay with the 8-foot, I guess. It's better than how the current condition, but when you look at, say, coal, the way that works, they do have some grasses in that strip. And I do believe that provides even more of a buffer for the pedestrian, you know, as far as safety and just the general well-being of feeling of safety, so that they're more likely to walk on the.
It's more of a sensory thing as a literal thing.
Yeah. Right?
And this would just be for this section that we looked at, where the school is and where the field area is. Okay, your thoughts, Mr. Blaskowitz, with regard to your client?
This is Mike Blaskowitz, and I think we've talked through this with our client. And in fact, the representative from the Archdiocese is on the phone, but I might speak for him if I may, and if he feels otherwise, I'll have him chime in. But we have ultimately came to the conclusion that at the very least the 8-foot would have been acceptable, but if it's only 5 feet that's necessary in order to be able to provide that buffer, I think that would also be acceptable in order to meet the requirements and also ensure the safety of those along University, and they would definitely be open to that. And so much so, I have an infrastructure list also teed up that reflects a 5-foot sidewalk with a 3-foot buffer, if that would be necessary to be set here helpful. Shortly.
Okay, let me go back to Mr. Armijo. What's your final thought on this?
Ernest Armijo, Transportation. No, it's like it's a very good discussion. I mean, so long as we can keep that minimum 4-foot around any obstructions, I do think that having a buffer is a very valuable thing. It doesn't create a physical barrier between an errant vehicle and pedestrians, but it does give some recovery room for a vehicle. So it is, even though the sidewalk is narrower, it does add a level of safety. So I would be in support of that.
Okay, well, I think I hear all votes heading in the direction of the 5-foot sidewalk with a 3-foot buffer. So why don't you go ahead and show us your infrastructure list in waiting.
I will share here shortly. That's the older one.
Okay, so I need to...
I'll send it to you. I just hit send, so...
Or you can show us your version.
I do have it ready if you guys... I'm disabled right now in terms of presenting. Great. So 5-foot sidewalk, 3-foot buffer, and it was changed from what was previously noted as an 8-foot sidewalk.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone who objects to this infrastructure list?
Madam Chair, would there need to be any note about the, I guess, the jutting out at the light pole or anything relative to the light pole?
Mr. Mijo, what would you... Do you need a note about that in this?
Ernest Armijo, transportation. Typically, we don't necessarily need to show that on the infrastructure list, so long as it's on the plan, because it's only for obstructions. It's not a regular thing like we had a couple of weeks ago.
Okay. All right. I think that all sounds like good news. All right. Let me just kind of look back at the comments.
Real quick, this is Jeroen back on the Mr. Mike got me the updated infrastructure list. We have it on file.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that well.
This is Jay Rudenbeck. We have the updated infrastructure list from Michael.
Oh, okay. Let's go ahead and have Mr. Blaskowitz take us down. Mr. Rudenbeck, put yours up because yours will be the official approved infrastructure list that we're looking at in the meeting. And then did we have any other comments in here, Mr. Rudenbeck, that we need to address? I'm just HSDXF file.
Is that
still to come?
That is still to come.
Yeah, okay. And because there's an infrastructure, this is Jay Rudenbeck, because there's an infrastructure list associated with this plat, we'll need a recorded IIA before final sign off from planning. And Michael, just make sure to add the application number for the plat to the infrastructure list as well. And I believe that is it.
And I just want to say again, Mr. Blaskowitz, thank you for that very detailed submittal you did with your sidewalk waiver. That was extremely helpful to be able to evaluate this. So I appreciate that very much. Okay, I think we're ready to vote then. I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny these applications, a preliminary final plat, a sidewalk waiver, and the associated infrastructure list dated today, and that Mr. Rudenbeck just showed on the screen. If you're accepting delegation, please summarize that delegation in the time needed.
This is David Gutierrez, Water Authority. I approve.
This is Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. I approve.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Recreation Department. I approve.
Equan Chen, Hydrology. I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Transportation. I approve with delegation to update the cross section and plans to show the new sidewalk layout.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves the delegation for the HSDXF file and the recorded infrastructure improvements agreement. And I'm just going to assume you're going to do that application number on the infrastructure list. So
I'm doing that right now, and I will send that off to Jay. That way, okay.
Those are my two delegations: the HSDXF file and the recorded infrastructure improvements agreement. And that will be for 12 weeks.
Great.
because of the IAA. So there is a consensus vote to approve item five, project number 2022-70-81 and application numbers SD-2022-198 for preliminary final plat and VA-2022-365 for sidewalk waiver, and the infrastructure list dated today as amended, because the application meets all the applicable requirements of IDO and DPM, with delegation to transportation and planning for 12 weeks to address the issues just stated.